Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Some folks lose their lust for snow and frost and flee the winter chills. But though we head for south and sun, we keep our taste for thrills. Right now, we have plenty of those down here in Florida. As you may have heard, it's raining iguanas. Yes, those ugly green reptiles are literally falling from the skies, or from the trees where they hang out. When it gets cold enough, as it has lately, iguanas get sleepy and lose their grip. They usually survive the fall and eventually wake up. This reptilian downpour has raised some difficult questions, environmental and political. You see, iguanas are not popular here. They arrived as pets decades ago from the Caribbean, but large numbers escaped or were dumped into the wild. They thrived. Today, iguanas ravage gardens, bite the occasional toe, scare the heck out of tourists. They're considered an invasive species, iguanas, not tourists, so you can catch and, humanely, kill them. Many jurisdictions wish you would. Which brings us to the iguana's good feature. Tastes like chicken. This rooster-sized reptile is a delicacy in the Caribbean, where it's called chicken of the trees. In the U.S., not so much. But the recent cold snap produced a flurry of Facebook ads for iguana meat at filet mignon prices. Local newspapers have been running recipes. Iguanas can carry salmonella, so handle them as you would a raw chicken. Parboil for a few minutes, then bake, broil, or stir-fry. Iguanas make great tacos. Great metaphors as well. Iguanas are, in a sense, immigrants, though not by choice. Kind of like the dreamers, those kids brought here by their immigrant parents. So, do iguanas deserve their own DACA status? You know, deferred action for childhood arrivals? Actually, most of them were born on U.S. soil. So, under the 14th Amendment, they're as American as chicken nuggets. And, as such, iguanas should be allowed to make their unique contribution to the menu of American life, not by being exterminated, incarcerated, or separated from their families, but by being allowed to contribute to our culinary life, to attain their God-given potential, to enhance the very flavor of this wonderfully diverse country. So, when you hear it thunder, do run under a tree. There'll be tacos from heaven for you and me. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.